Are the Dolphins cooked? Are you surprised that they didn't make any sort of move at the deadline? Because I think there was two camps down here. Trade everybody or go improve the roster at 2-6 after losing to Buffalo close.
Yeah, so I don't think you needed to sell, but you shouldn't have been adding. With the way that this has gone the last 2 weeks, where you've been in both those games and you've had these disastrous losses up against the Cardinals and the Bills, yeah, the fat lady was singing. She was singing, warming up after the Cardinal game, and she was letting out some notes, really, after the Bills game. The Dolphins.
Tua was good, though, in both those games.
Sure.
Like, you can acknowledge Tua was good.
Yeah.
I think the Buffalo game last Sunday, you just played a better team at their stadium, and you didn't get a chance at the end to try to tie it or win it. Like,
it's
no
kind
shame,
of like,
no shame in the way the Dolphins lost Sunday against Buffalo.
No, and Tua was the Dolphins' most valuable player. We saw what they were without Tua Tagovailoa. They've been better, but this is, you know, what the Dolphins are. They're a good team. They could compete with anyone in the league, but when they need to win a game, they don't win the game.
Well, how do they change that, though? If you're saying don't go out and get anybody and don't trade anybody, but this is who they are, if you're Stephen Ross, you can't be satisfied with that.
Well,
so
sure.
What do you do?
Well, the defense has to be better. And then the offensive line, right? Don't tell Chris Greer for some reason, but the offensive line has to be better. And I think that I don't anticipate them to move on from Greer and McDaniel, but at the end of the year, they have to seriously contemplate it. And they need to figure out, okay, if we do move on from these guys, who is our top target? Do we go after the coach first? Do we go after the general manager? Is someone out there that could do both? But there are better coaches available, and there, I have to imagine, are better GMs available than what you have right now. That's not me saying that you definitely fire McDaniel, because I think Greer has been here long enough. McDaniel, I think, deserves another year with what happened in the first 2 years to right this ship. But there are better coaches out there than Mike McDaniel. Where, you know, I look at Mike Vrabel, you know, I look at Bill Belichick, you know, Ben Johnson has not been a head coach in this league, and I think he's going to Chicago. And you know who I think is going to be getting a head coaching job or should get a head coaching job this offseason? I know he's got the lawsuit, but with the way he's been a defensive coordinator in Minnesota, and let's see if he could learn from what happened with him and Tua. Like, you're a team like Jacksonville, New Orleans. I think you got to be interviewing Brian Flores and potentially bringing him in to be your head football coach. This guy's a damn good coach.
But, Gelby, I don't know if you were speaking to something has to happen. There's no way the Dolphins come back next season, because right now, like, my whole thing is they have to win. You got to go 10-7 to go to the playoffs in the AFC.
Yeah.
So that means they got to go 8-1. I would say it. I'm rubbing the crystal ball. The Dolphins aren't going 8-1 over the next 9 weeks.
They're done.
Something has to move.
So
it has to be Greer. It has to be McDaniel. They cannot go back in. Greer buying the groceries, McDaniel making the recipe, and Tua being at the helm. It can't be that way next season.
But they're not going to get
5. Can't be that way.
They're not going to get rid of Tua. They just paid him.
So Tua's there.
Tua's there.
To be one of the other two.
So then the GM and the coach got to go, because if you're going to fire the GM, then you should fire the coach. If you're going to fire the coach, then you got to fire the GM. You know, I know teams don't always do that, but they have been kind of sold to us as a pair that was going to do everything in their power to support Tua, because the last guy didn't support Tua.
I kind of feel like McDaniel has done his job in supporting Tua. I think
yes.
If anyone has come up short, it's Chris Greer in the personnel to even just back up Tua.
Mm-hmm. So then you blow out Greer, and then what? You bring in a GM and basically give McDaniel even more power, because the GM has to sign off on McDaniel, and McDaniel has to be cool with the GM if they're going to work together.
Nah.
That's why I'll keep on saying this, guys.
I
will keep on saying this, and I know at the end it was not pretty in New England with the construction of the roster, but if we're talking about a coach and a GM, you bring in Belichick. If you don't want Belichick, you know, necessarily calling every shot, you bring in someone that's a GM that's friendly with Belichick, Dimitroff, you know, whoever, one of these guys that are out there, you have them run your organization. And you know this, Bill hates the Jets. Bill does not hate the Dolphins. And Bill can't stand Robert Kraft right now. So you could get a little revenge Bill Belichick. At the end of New England, it wasn't he was a bad coach. He just didn't have the right roster. The Dolphins have enough pieces where Bill could easily put them in the playoffs next year.
And if it's not Bill, you brought up Vrabel. You really believe in Vrabel? Because I've heard that name a number of times. I don't know if Vrabel is Vrabel Dan Campbell. They try to make that comparison. Big ex player, yeah. Physical guy, wants that. Vrabel can do what Dan's doing in Detroit.
Channing, you know Ryan Tannehill very well, correct, Amundo?
Yes.
When Ryan Tannehill was under the tutelage of Mike Vrabel, the Tennessee Titans had no business of being in an AFC championship game. They did make an AFC championship game. And I think the Dolphins would actually be an attractive job. You know, I don't think they would be on par with the Eagles, right, if the Eagles open up. Maybe because Tua has a little bit more wear and tear, people may view like the Bears a little bit more attractive just because of Caleb Williams. But I really think Ben Johnson's going to get that job. Like, the Dolphins open up a head coaching job, GM job. You know, yes, maybe 2 years down the road, you got to blow up this core. And there's always that fear of Tua getting hurt. But you got Tyreek Hill. You got Jaylen Waddle. You got Devon Achan. And you got Tua Tagovailoa. Those are some good pieces to work with on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they should have a better team in my estimation, although having your starting quarterback out for four games hurts. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, but real quickly, you know what I think will happen? I don't think they're moving on from the GM or the coach, because you know what teams do, Channing, all the time. And Hawk, you've done this long enough. They're going to say, hey, if Tua didn't get hurt, you know, we would have been alive. And that's why they're going to do nothing. They have an excuse, and they're going to use that excuse.
Yeah, and by the way, I probably sign off on that, because what do you want to do? You want to start over now? Like, I mean, you are so, I think, laden with talent. Like, you got to figure out a way to do it with this core. You have to.
Well, Channing, you have 10,000 jobs. You want to be like the director of player personnel, just wondering?
No, these young kids are weird.
Okay. So I'm just asking.
Just out of curiosity.
27 is weird.
Shannon Crowder not willing to do whatever it takes for the success of the Miami Dolphins. There's your headline.
Not even when he was
Loser.
Playing.